We have so many stories in our lives, but our stories are not always heard. On the Hear My True Story podcast, we tell our own true stories.
Before the white car backed, our head teacher had scattered. Looking at him, I could only see his tie that was flying backwards, waving at us, and he disappeared in thin air.
I want to share my life story. I want to share my voice with the people because I know that just a small joke I can tell through this podcast, it will make someone smile.
When you ask me what I fear most in life, I would definitely respond to you and say it's fear itself.
We are fighting for togetherness. We are fighting for equal rights. We are fighting to end injustice.
You don't have to be a storyteller or writer because, guess what? Life writes the best stories.
Hear my true story.
So as they started talking, one of them made fun about like him hating, the black driver. Yeah, ich hasse ja den Schwarzfahrer. Ja, das ist einfach scheiße. Ne? So. So when they said this, I was like, So for them, it was a joke. They started laughing. I really felt like telling them something. But then I was like, no, let me listen to what Otako is saying, because we didn't come here to start, you know, mixing up with people and making trouble.
This is your favorite time of the week with your number one podcast.
Hear my true story.
Yeah, my dear listeners, welcome to Hear My True Story podcast. It is me, your host, Otako, and I'm really excited to have you this week. What is so special about this time of the year? We are taking our summer break. Wow, I'm happy to say that. However, maybe some of the listeners are really sad that we are taking a break. However, we are not leaving you without something. What is so special is that we are going to be sharing with you our past episodes from our past conversations, our best conversations that we had on this podcast. For the new listeners, this will be fresh for you. However, for the old listeners, these are some of the best conversations, the best episodes that you can revisit again and re-listen to. Because you know what? There's always something new to learn about something. Therefore, guys, sit outside wherever you are in the sun. Enjoy listening to some of these wonderful conversations that we are republishing on our podcast. Wow. I'm always excited to say something. There's also something new coming up, and I hope that you enjoy it. But after our summer break, we shall be bringing you a wonderful conversation on Hear My True Story podcast. I leave it as a surprise for those who keep listening to Hear My True Story podcast. Check every week. And for those who are listening for the first time, subscribe and check every week. We shall be having for you something. After our summer break, we bring you a wonderful, wonderful series of conversations with wonderful, wonderful storytellers. Thank you for always listening to Hear My True Story podcast.
With you every week. Hear My True Story.
In this episode, I have a conversation with Aldo Onyango, a Ugandan. We shall talk about our real-life experiences of living and staying in Germany as black people. So, Aldo Onyango, what is so funny?
What really made this week for me really funny was actually, I remember when we really met, ne? There was that moment when we decided to meet shortly after my return, after coming out from this little quarantine. And when we met, it was at this place, of course,
at the restaurant,
exactly.
Yeah, you see, you guys, we take ourselves in. We most times when we decide not to meet at our workplaces or maybe at home,
yes,
we take ourselves to very expensive restaurants in a small town of German, which is called Marburg.
Yes.
So we just go there to take some tea. Can you imagine? Yes. What if I go take tea that I can make home, but I say, no, let me give myself a treat.
Do you remember those guys that were standing across the Busbahnhof?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, on the other side, right?
Yes, I remember. I remember those guys. Then you told me there are some guys who are looking at us.
Yeah.
And these guys are going to just come direct.
Exactly.
To us.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember them.
So, no sooner had I just said it to Otako than these guys came. Actually, they had some beer cans, and that's one of those things that really made me feel there was something funny, and the way they were looking, kind of like talking. You really saw a lot of, aggressivity, like in them, you know. They were so aggressive in the way they were talking, and I knew there was something that was going to happen. So, yeah. So those guys came, and of all places, we had many places actually at the restaurant. But of all places, they chose to come and sit next to us.
That's the thing. Because I remember when one said, oh, should we sit inside? But then the other one said, no, let's sit here.
Exactly.
And they sat next to us, which was okay.
Yeah.
We had no problem with it because everyone has a choice to sit wherever they want.
Exactly. I also would say I had also really the same feeling. You know, they can sit wherever they want. But I saw that kind of like, to me it was this kind of like creating space for provocation. I saw provocations. It's what I saw right away.
Yeah.
You know, but then I was like, yeah, fine, let's wait. Probably it would be. So when we talked in Luganda, it was everything was okay.
Yeah.
So as they started talking, one of them made fun about like him hating, you know, the black driver. Yeah, ich hasse, den Schwarzfahrer. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, das ist einfach scheiße. Ne? So. So, when he said this, I was like, So, for them, it was a joke. They started laughing. I really felt like telling them something. But then I was like, no, let me listen to what Otako is saying, because we didn't come here to start, you know, mixing up with people and making trouble.
When someone says Schwarzfahrer.
Yeah.
And I'm the black person next day.
Yes.
Who don't know? Shivas means black.
Yes.
It's like black driver.
Yeah.
So when someone says the black driver, I'm not sure. Is it the driver who drives the bus? Or is he talking about the person who's black next to him? But maybe Onyang knows.
Or even driving without a ticket, because it's what they normally call it, you know. When you say Schwarzfahrer, it's like a black driver, or kind of like, you know, meaning it can also be, it's used to mean someone who also takes a ride without paying for it, like illegally, right?
Good.
Yeah.
And imagine how they make this joke. You know, these German people are not serious. How do you make a joke about someone who doesn't pay ticket to be a Schwarzfahrer, a black driver? Why black?
Yeah.
Why something illegal, something that is illegal, it is referred to be black driver, Schwarzfahrer. Why?
It's what I also don't understand. And that's what, when we talk about this kind of like systematic racism, that's when that topic comes in, because there are lots of things happening in the German community. I will talk about Germany, because it's where I've made my experiences. There are things they say that make you think twice about whether it actually makes sense, or whether they actually just didn't have another name to call it than that. This guy talked about not understanding the fact that we were at that restaurant. It was the first thing that bothered him.
To you, it means that he said he meant us, two of us in that restaurant, or other people?
So, like, we were, of course, the ones he could see with his eyes. We were just next to him.
And
he brought it in a way that provoked us, but also actually meaning the whole circle of black people. So, this guy went on to say, you know, I just don't understand why of all places they came here. These people don't fit here. Yeah. And that doesn't really make any sense to me. To me, it's a zero. These people don't belong here. They belong to those other places where everyone goes to after buying their beers from a supermarket. You know?
Okay, let me cut you
short. Yes.
Like, for him, it meant that for us, we're not supposed to be in the restaurant.
Exactly.
And so, which places are we supposed to be? Maybe you know some places you can share with my friends.
Yeah, of course, we have the place we call the Lahn. Yeah, the Lahn Treppen. That is one small river. Of course, it's the Lahn River. And the Lahn River, and just here, like opposite the university main hall or dining room. So this is a place where many of us come. Of course, people of different cultures, people of different calibers, students, people already working, parents with their kids. We all sit around that area and, you know, try to have just, you know, a nice time. So everyone is there. One can also play music with this loudspeaker. Of course, not really shouting that none of the people really kind of gets to hear what the other friends are telling them. But it's just a thing of like just spending a nice time.
It's a space where we meet each other. Most times we meet other people there and we just talk, laugh, share stories. I've told a story about this.
You
check it in one of my videos.
So this guy said it's a place where we belonged. And to him, he didn't understand why we came to such a place. And he said, but there is one thing he's realized about black people that they've come to learn about the German community. Understanding the language. Because he realizes currently there are many, many black people in Germany that can also speak very proper German. And he meant a thing of speaking very proper German is a requirement we need.
But it does not.
Yeah. To actually be well integrated in the community, which is true, but
it does not make you
one of them.
One of them.
It doesn't.
That's what he said.
You're only a black person who speaks the language,
but you're not
one of them. Right? And this is how we went actually on. And he said, yeah, so they know these are things we like, so they decided to learn the language. You know? But then sometimes you start even wondering, and they've also started coming to such places like this restaurant. Yeah? But they don't have money to buy stuff here. And that's when I start wondering where they get their money from. You know? So when this guy talked about where we get our money from, you know? Of course, there are many who say most of us are depending on the job center.
Like job centers, like depending on state support, when you are given money from the state.
So this guy generalized it and he put us in that whole big bucket, right? Of people who probably depend on state support.
And so for him, what to say that we are not supposed to be here because we are dependent on the state.
Because we don't have the money. Yeah, we don't have the money to afford services there. Okay. Then he was like, you know, and it's not our class. It's just a place meant for Germans only.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I didn't get
now,
that well, but I think, why didn't you tell me? At that point, I would remove myself. And if it meant to fight, I would fight. But why didn't you tell me on your
own? Yeah, because I really thought we were having a very important discussion. That to me was much more important than this nonsense these two people were saying. Because after all, I really actually thought, do I want to really bring myself to that level of theirs and being on the same level with them? You know, they don't have a brain to think further and to actually know that we are living in a global village where everyone from all over the world can move everywhere and just have a normal life like anyone also.
Enjoying this episode? Leave a review now.
Hear my true story.
What I've realized is that we meet this same conversation all the time
in
German. Someone says such statement, you're not meant to be here. You are, look at this black mamba. No, they say all lots of racial statements.
Yes.
And it becomes so much in your head.
Yeah.
And you start getting tired of it. And you can't.
It wouldn't make sense to live in Germany and I'm not really free to go anywhere I want to go. So we go and also show them, we are there.
Yeah,
we come to retreat, but we're also there.
And that's what I said when you told me about that. I said, oh, this now it is going to be our routine.
It's a routine,
we shall go to that restaurant in Marburg, and we shall be eating there, taking drinks there. And then these people are going to feel that pain that, these people, why are they coming to our restaurant? It is expensive. We hope them not to afford it. Why are they here?
Yes. The workers there are really very nice people.
Yeah, the workers are
they
nice.
They serve you very well and everything. They talk to you, you know. But it's just this group of these
clients.
People without any brain. People have actually, we see everyone running around with the head, but there are quite many people there running with the heads that are empty.
People
you see a head, but there is nothing actually in there.
See a head,
you know?
It's a wagon for them.
It is a wagon. You can even call it Holz. And it's what we call in German, Holz. It's a point when one of them said, I feel like hitting them, you know? But he couldn't do it He was himself scared. And then he went ahead to say, you know, you even actually wonder what they do. Yeah? No one knows what they do.
Yeah.
And then you're like, why don't you just ask me if you want to know what I do? And the guy goes ahead to say, yeah, you know, he doesn't know what we do, but he was like wondering if we're maybe musicians. And that brings us back to the same point.
Mm.
Why can't a black man do an intellectual job?
Why?
Than being, you know, brought back to the same thing that everyone says, ah, you know, sometimes it's really so funny. Some of them say, ah, then it means you must be a very good dancer, or are you a good drummer?
Oh,
yeah. Or
are you a good musician?
Yeah. Are you a good musician? Oh. It brings us back to the same thing. The only positive side you realize that these people see, you know, about us is actually only that side of the talent. So without that, we don't have any intellectual brains.
Cut
you know,
you, cut
like
you, to cut you. Let me cut you, my friend.
Yes, brother.
Of course, Africans, we have talent. Yeah?
Yes.
But it's good we have the talent.
Yes.
But according to these guys, when they say maybe we are musicians, to them they say that is the only space that we left for these black people to strive in German.
Yes.
Using sports, art, and music, maybe.
Yeah, but you then start asking yourself, how many black musicians do you see in Germany?
But this goes back
that are doing it at the national level.
They are there, but the media doesn't give spotlight on
yes,
them.
Yes.
And when the media does not give spotlight to a race of certain people who are doing this kind of work, who will see them?
I sometimes really think it's just a move. It's a campaign. When they see you and they know Otako is a doctor, Otako is a lawyer, Otako is an engineer or is a teacher, and there are many of that kind. But they won't talk about those success stories because those success stories actually, you know, kind of like break the bubble. And, you know, they kind of like bring them to the realization that black people can also be more than musicians, more than dancers, more than sportsmen, and I don't know what, entertainers. We can be more than that. So they're still trying to hold that back, you know? From the public, to still portray a black man or to really let people still struggle with understanding whether black people also have that kind of like intellectual kind of like knowledge. Yeah. Actually, it's even what came about when that guy said, yeah, we have countries like France, we have Sweden, we have countries like Switzerland, we have countries like, I don't know what, Italy, that have given these people space to even take on leadership positions. And they're like, these people don't have to take those positions because they are meant to be led by a white man. They are meant to be under us and not above us. And this brings us then back to what Otako asked. Why do some white people hate black people?
Black people. And by the way, if you have not subscribed to my channel, subscribe right now and also like and also share for more of these conversations.
Yeah.
Yes. So why?
So I would say, you know, like, of course, this is what you would also really hear from many of those black activists who tell you always, and it's really true. The black man doesn't have that history, you know? Of like, I'm really taking it now to the extreme side of it. The black man doesn't have the history of exploiting
other races.
Yeah? Of exploiting other races. Oh, like the white man in, yeah, specifically. We don't have that history
of exploiting the white man.
Yeah. And we don't have the history of killing them, nor treating them badly.
We don't have that
history. We don't have that history. But when you look back to their side,
they have a lot of history.
Have a lot of history that has a lot to do with where we are currently. Secondly, you find one who believes and those ones who believe in white supremacy.
Yeah.
You know? They can't approve to the fact that you are better than them. Because they believe a white man is meant to be better than any race on the planet
and
Earth.
And it goes back to what they teach there.
Exactly.
Themselves.
Yeah.
The white supremacy is above. And they go ahead to show this in what they do.
Mm.
They make sure our system in Africa is bending on them.
Yeah.
To just maintain that supremacy.
Yeah. And exactly, it's really what Paul Lumumba of Kenya, this lawyer that is also a very strong Pan-Africanist, he also talks about the thing of like, unless black people sit at the table with all the stakeholders, the Western world, and with China and whoever, so long as we are not sitting at the table with them to discuss about our own interests and promote them and try to get a memorandum of understanding that benefits both sides,
we shall not
reach we there. Shall never reach anywhere. And it's the fear that some people have. How can a black man, you know, be at the same table with me? How can he be in the same space like me? That raises that fear, right? If we are the same people that were said to them as, that were portrayed to them as failures, as I don't know what and what and what, and they see us now living just like any one of them, and they're like, but it's not really what we were told. So, and you know, like, it makes them worried. They don't know what is coming next. So probably we will get up there where they won't even be able to find us anymore, and they will lose the control. And the fear they have is losing control.
Yeah, that's the fear.
It's the fear they have.
The moment the black people get their own power, the white supremacists will not allow that to happen.
Yes.
And it's taught in the system.
And what does that leave you with? We still got to struggle. We still got to go to those places.
Yeah, this is what I would say.
Yes, for a retreat. And we also need to provoke that feeling.
Yeah.
And let them know we are also there.
Tolerant.
Yes.
And such things happen and we don't come back again. We are giving them a chance, an opportunity to continue doing that.
Yes.
What we have to do is go there.
Yes.
They see us. It happens. We go there again.
Yes.
Because it, I remember it's not the first time that happened.
Yes.
In that same restaurant.
Yeah. It's true. There is a time also with that old guy there.
Mm.
But you remember for him, we attacked him right away. We told him off. We called him off. And off he went with his friends. They felt embarrassed.
Today we wanted to talk about some other topic, but we are really bothered by this whole issue. Our experience, it really hurt us, both of
us. Yeah.
And we said we can share it with you. I know some of you who are living in Europe, you may understand this. Those who are living back home in Africa, the thing is that racism is there.
Yeah.
But we cannot stay, say we are leaving these countries. No, we are to be here and continue to fight from here.
Actually, you can't really fight it from outside, and that's why we are here.
Yeah.
When you're in, you have them.
We not only have voices for a podcast, but also faces for YouTube. Don't miss your next episode. Hear my true story.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, music by Edwin Matovu, hosted and produced by Otako. Subscribe to our podcast for more stories and visit us on our website, hearmytruestory.com, for more stories. All the links are listed in the show notes of this podcast.